Hi, this is Hudson Mohawk Magazine correspondent Imani Taylor, and I'm here with our own Amy Loria, here to talk about her experience with technology. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Imani.
So could you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do for work? What are some of your hobbies?
I have been in the food and beverage industry for about 13 years. I just moved up here from Durham, North Carolina, so I am recently back in the cold weather. Although I did grow up outside of Boston. Let's see, some of my hobbies, I've been learning about woodworking. The woodworking shop down at the Center of Gravity, the Makerspace downtown, is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, just learning more about outside, learning how to do winter backpacking, how to stay warm in the winter, all of the important things.
Great. If you don't mind my asking, how old are you?
I am 33 years old.
Excellent. Would you say that you were born in the computer era, whatever that mean to you?
That's a great question. I'm not entirely sure what that means. I would say I probably evolved when I was fairly young. I don't think I was born into the computer era because they were not ubiquitous. When I was born, I remember getting a computer. My dad got a computer when I was like six, and it was a big deal. Oh my God, we had a computer at home. And I mean,
was it a big clunky desktop?
It was a big clunky desktop. Yeah. I remember my dad playing like Wolfenstein and just watching him play that. And that's really all I remember the computer being used for a couple of years. Until we got another one, and then there were, you know, years later, there were more games.
All right. How old were you when you got your first cell phone?
I was 16, and I was given a cell phone because I was getting a license.
What kind of phone was it?
Some Nokia, maybe. Straightforward kind of punch-button cell phone.
Were cell phones kind of a big deal, like a new thing at that time?
A couple of friends who had phones, and they seemed to think they were interesting. I had no interest in it, and I looked at it as exclusively a tracking device.
That's what they are now.
That they are.
So I'm assuming you have a cell phone now.
I do.
What kind of phone is it?
That's a great question. It is... I don't know. I don't even have it on me. I left it in the car. It's a $100 model from Cricket. So it's nothing terribly fancy, but it does all the things.
What things are those?
It has access to Google Drive so that if I want to be an overachiever, I can like edit the script from home.
So it's a smartphone?
It's a smartphone, yes. Like... yeah, it, you know, it has a camera. Not a great camera, but a decent one. And it makes phone calls.
Wild.
I don't know. I don't know that they all do.
So could you talk about, I guess, the difference in how you used your first cell phone and the progression of all the phones you've gotten in between that one and this one and what... Yeah, just how do you use it differently from you than you have in the past?
So when I eventually got sort of interested in using my phone at all, the first one that I got, you know, it was text messaging and very rudimentary because, I mean, I doubt I would have brought it to school. I actually have no idea. But I wouldn't have used it. I wouldn't have had, like, nobody would have been texting in the hallways. That would have been insane. And I mean, I was sort of phone averse. I went to school in the middle of nowhere in Ohio, and there was very much a sense of if you're not standing on, there was a place called Middle Path, which ran through the middle of campus. If you're not standing on Middle Path and calling your parents, what are you doing on your phone? So I think I got a smartphone, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. But 3 years ago, my boss, I was running
a wine bar, and I was doing event organization for the wine bar. So my boss wanted me to be able to, you know, reliably get on email, et cetera, from my phone. So he put me on the company plan. And so I got like some fancy Android, always Android. But that was when I got the first like really legitimate smartphone. And when I left that position 6 months ago, I got another smartphone that's comparable in, you know, in that I can still get on like Google Drive mm-hmm. from my phone. But I try not to let it run my life. I try to remember to actually put it down, you know, like when mm-hmm. I'm eating.
Yeah, I can't believe you left it in the car.
I know, right? I was like, I don't have anybody I need to call. Yeah. So I was sort of averse to it, but yeah, I don't really use it that much other than to read articles, listen to podcasts, look things up. Oh my gosh, I have a question about something. We have to know the answer right now.
mm-hmm.
And call my parents every once in a while.
Well, that's a... You use your phone pretty responsibly. I have respect for you. You mentioned that back in school, no one would be texting in the hallways. Like, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Did you have computers in school?
We did have computers. I imagine there was at least one, if not two, computer labs. I went to a pretty big high school. And then there were, of course, computers in the library. I don't think I had a laptop until I went to college. So I think there were maybe a couple kids who might have had laptops. But if you wanted, I'm trying to think, like, if you wanted to edit something at school and at home, you must have had to put it on like a zip drive. Whoa. Well, you couldn't just send it to the cloud.
Yeah. So these days, computers are kind of essential for education.
Mm-hmm.
You ask any kid if they use a computer in school, they'll say, well, yeah, we couldn't learn without them. And I'm assuming that's not the case for you. I mean, you said you had a couple computer labs and that was maybe it. Could you just talk about like how the difference that you noticed in like the education, how it's been affected by technology?
So I have some younger cousins who I know, I think they're sophomores in high school. And I know that they've had laptops for years, which is interesting. That's a substantial expense to impose on parents for kids to be required to have their own laptops.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that it helps to keep kids more engaged. If you were trying to be completely anti-tech in the classroom, I mean, kids are sort of loath to engage in education anyways. I think that the classroom has to have technology that is commensurate with what is hip currently. So if technology is hip and having a laptop is hip and you know, like if they're behind the times, they're working on more of an uphill battle to get kids to engage. I think there's plenty of benefits offered by having a connected classroom, whether it means that kids are able to, you know, to do more stuff at home, whether it means that they're able to utilize resources if they're struggling with certain material. You know, I haven't been in a classroom that is fully technologically engaged, so I don't know exactly what the difference is, but I think it does offer a lot of resources. I think it similarly offers plenty of distractions.
Yes.
I don't know exactly how they're working around that. I think it's the Pandora's box of you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't know that you could be connected to the entire internet, and you don't know what the internet could even be, like, I mean, the internet develops so drastically from 1 year to the next, you know, what it is mm-hmm. capable of and what it is excellent at, without getting into what it may not be excellent at. It changes so much from year to year. So when you don't know what the internet can be and what this connectedness can look like, it's easier to go towards more information than it is to say, oh, I know what all of this can be. We're just going to nix that. We're just going to eliminate that from our purview.
Mm-hmm. So you said you think you got a laptop for the first time when you were in college.
Mm-hmm.
How did that prove to be useful or not useful? Was it essential? Was it not essential? What were you studying?
I was a philosophy major. I didn't know what I wanted to major in then, and I don't know that I still know what I want to major in. I was a philosophy major because it seemed like a good way to take classes that struck me as interesting, that involved enough critical thinking and writing and reading and exchange of ideas without being too niche. So I feel like I got a great education out of it. You know, it's a good foundation. How much I needed a computer for that. It was convenient to have a laptop to do extra research and to be able to write essays. But as far as if I needed that, I didn't need that. There were plenty of other computers available.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever had a class where the teacher required you to have a laptop in class, that you needed it for something that you were doing in class. So I'm apparently ancient.
And what about now in your workplace? Do you use a computer?
I've been bartending for the past 6 months, so no, that's just human engagement. When I was managing, I needed a computer in as much as I needed to be able to contact people via email and organize events, update websites, update social media pages. And since Instagram won't let you do that from a computer, I needed a phone and a computer. But there was a computer at work. I didn't necessarily need one on my own.
So how would you say technology has impacted your life?
It's offered a world of distractions, but it has also made the acquisition of knowledge more feasible. I don't know that I have the more of a macro view of how it's impacted my life, but the smaller ways that it's impacted my life would be, you know, offering 1,000 distractions. But also, you know, being able to learn more and read more and, oh, well, that was interesting. And, oh, well, what else does the, you know, the local nature program have to say about, you know, beaver dams and how they impact the environment? That's fascinating.
So, yeah, a lot of distractions, which kind of goes into my final question, which was, are you on social media and how do you feel about social media?
I think the fact that we've gotten this far into the interview without me mentioning social media, other than a brief bit about Instagram, expresses just how engaged I am in social media. I have a Facebook page. I have an Instagram. I check them monthly, maybe weekly on a really slow week. I don't find them to be terribly useful for me. I find them to be a distraction and a negative distraction on the whole. You know, I think for business, they can be really useful. If you're, you know, whether it's promoting yourself or promoting a business that you're working for,
right.
They certainly are beneficial. But as far as just being a human being, I don't feel like I need to share every experience that I have on social media.
That's fair. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else that you wanted to speak to in relation to technology or computers?
I don't think so. Nope. I think that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you so much, Amy.
You're very welcome, Imani. This has been a pleasure.